Good Tuesday morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing sponsored by H&R Block.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Breaking overnight, the AP is reporting that a federal judge has barred the Trump administration from refusing asylum to immigrants who crossed the southern border illegally. The Washington Post had a big scoop on Ivanka Trump using her personal email address to conduct government business. This is in violation of federal record rules. That story by Carol Lanig and Josh Dossie. A little flashback, Politico reported in 2017 that Ivanka's husband, Jared Kushner, also used private email to conduct White House business. That story was also written by Josh Dossie.
Here's the latest on Nancy Pelosi. Rachel Bade, Heather Cagle, and John Bresnahan write that Pelosi's bid for speaker is imperiled. A 16 House Democrat signed a letter opposing her speakership yesterday. Pelosi needs 218 votes among lawmakers present and voting to be elected speaker on January 3rd. Here's the math. Democrats have won 233 seats, meaning Pelosi can only lose 15 votes. Stephanie Murray was in Amesbury, Massachusetts, at a Representative Seth Moulton town hall last night. Moulton, who is a big opponent of Pelosi's, faced protesters who pushed back against the congressman's opposition to Pelosi.
First in Playbook, more than a half dozen longtime Democratic donors to the DCCC penned a letter in support of Pelosi. Pelosi herself wrote a dear colleague. She wrote, "Thanks to the historic Democratic victory in the midterm election, this is a Thanksgiving of hope. Our Democratic House majority must honor that spirit of hope by showing we can govern. We must ensure that Congress is run with the great openness and in the same spirit of transparency as a national town hall meeting." Roll Call is reporting that Pelosi endorsed Steny Hoyer and Jim Clyburd as the number 2 and 3 Democrats in House leadership.
Wesley Morgan scoops for Politico that troops at the U.S.-Mexico border are starting to come home as early as this week, just as some of those migrants that the president lambasted on the campaign trail on the southwest border are beginning to arrive. The Washington Post is reporting that Trump administration officials have privately suggested sharing census responses with law enforcement.
On the investigations front, Ileana Johnson and Darren Samuelson report the president could give Special Prosecutor Bob Mueller written answers to his questions as early as today. Darren is also reporting that Mueller's top attorney has said the special counsel's investigative powers remain intact despite the recent shuffle atop the DOJ.
And here's what's on tap for Trump's Tuesday. The president and First Lady Melania Trump will participate in the pardoning of the National Thanksgiving Turkey in the Rose Garden at 1:05 p.m. this afternoon. The two will leave the White House at 3 p.m., traveling to Palm Beach, Florida. At 6 p.m., they will arrive at Mar-a-Lago. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.